Continuing in Sefer Tomer Dvorah, we began Perek Sheni. We're up to the paragraph beginning, "Vahare en savlan ve'anav kelokenu b'midat haketer shehu tachlit harachamim." There is no one who is savlan, tolerant, anav, humble, like Hashem Elokenu, with the midah of keter, which is the ultimate rachamim, the ultimate manifestation of compassion. How is that? Velo yikanes lefanav shum pegam velo avon velo din. When it comes all the way up to the midah of keter, there is only anava mitzido yidbarach, and no pegam, no blemish, no avon, no sin, no din, no judgment, harsh judgment, enters into that realm. In that realm, there is no pgam, and there's no avon, and there's no din. There's only rachamim. There's only anava. Ve'lo shum mida mona'at mileshgiach uleshpia ulehetiv tadir. When it comes to the mida of keter, there is no mida that holds back from giving and from providing good constantly. Kach tzarich ha'adam sheshum siba shebaolam lo timne'ehu milehetiv. So a person, in emulating the mida of keter, has to also strive to the point that there should be no reason in the world that should stop him from being a metiv, from giving good. Veshum avon o maase bene adam bilti hagun, no sin or no wrongdoing of bene adam lo ikanes lefanav, should not enter before him, kedesh yakveu, to the point that it will stop him milehetiv leotam atzrichim tovato bechol et ubechol rega. I mean, a simple mashal is, let's say, parents with children. No matter what the children do, no matter how the children are, the parents always understand and they always feel that they have to be there to provide and to give their children. A father cannot come in one day and say, you know something, you didn't behave yesterday, you're not getting food today. It's not only that the father's not supposed to say that. The father, mitzido, is never going to say that. No matter what. No matter what, because the rachamim, kerachem aval banim, the rachamim that parents have on children is such that shum avon o maase bilti hagun lo nichnas lefanav leakev milehetiv otam. Nothing can come into the mind, to the keter of the parents, to stop them from being metiv to the children. So we understand that such a rachamim is of a different realm. It's higher than any other rachamim. It's literally unconditional. Keter is anava, and anava means rachamim unconditionally. En savlan ve'anav kelokenu, he says. Ukemo shu yoshev v'zan mikan eremim ve'ad betzekinim. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly feeds the world, Hashem is constantly feeding the world. Hashem is constantly feeding the world. Non-stop. Do we ever stop to think about that for a second? Wherever you walk, you see a person holding a big, gigantic sandwich, and he's doing a job on it. Where do you get that from? Where did the sandwich come from? Let's not kid ourselves. Hazan et ha'olam kulo. It came from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is constantly feeding. Do you know that out of all the planets, all the billions and billions of planets and stars, there's only one that has a layer of soil all around it? Soil that gives life, that gives food? Only one. And just so happens to be, that's the one that we're on. That means that it's there by design. There's no, I mean, that's not an accident. That means it's there by design. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zan et ha'olam kulo. I'm going to make sure to give food to the world. That's, by the way, the biggest ness of all nisim. Someone comes and asks you, in one word, what's the biggest miracle in the world? Food. There's nothing bigger. You tell me whatever you want. The biggest miracle in its enormity and in its consistency is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Vezan Mikarne Re'emim Ve'ad Betzei Kinim, from the highest rams to the smallest eggs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds for each and every one Ratzon Masbiya. He gives each one. Ve'eno mevazeh shum biriyah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not belittle any creature in the world. We're hearing the words of Rabbeinu Moshe Cordovero. Ve'eno mevazeh shum biriyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not belittle any creation in the world, any creature. She'ilu yevazeh habruim mipenei pechitutam lo yitkayemu afilu rega. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be mevazeh, chas v'shalom, if Hashem would belittle some kind, who knows, some creature, mipnei pechitutam, because of its lowly nature, that creature would not exist. The fact that it's given existence, that's from Hashem. Existence is a shefa of chayim from Hashem. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is me'ir panim to that creature. So, Ela mashgiach venoten rachamav al kulam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach. He provides rachamim for everything. V'rachamav al kol ma'asav. We say that three times a day. V'rachamav al kol ma'asav. Kach tzarich sheyeh ha'adam metiv lakol. So too, a person has to be metiv to anyone, to everyone, everyone in his way, to everyone what he needs, to everyone maybe even what he deserves. Aval to be metiv, not to say, this one, X, he doesn't exist in my book. Chas v'shalom to say he doesn't exist in my book. Can you imagine if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say that? That's what we learn from the Anava of Keter. Ve'lo yitbaze shum nivra lefanav. No nivra, no creature should be mevuzeh. Like it says in Pirkei Avot, al tihi baz lechol adam, ve'al tihi maflig lechol davar. Don't belittle any person. Don't push away anything. Afilu biriya kala shebakalot. Even the lightest of lightest creature in the world, an ant. I guess we learn from here, you shouldn't flick an ant. No? You shouldn't be mevazeh, any briah. That ant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not mevazeh. So how could you be mevazeh? Imagine a person, he has hana'ah, he steps on just for fun, to step. I don't know. Comes out from here that that's not something that a person who walks in the ways of Hashem does. Not to be mevazeh afilu b'riyah kala shebakalot tiye me'ot chashuva be'enav. You remember the midrash, I'm not going to go into it, of David HaMelech who questioned the purpose of a spider. The purpose. He said, well, what's the purpose of it? And Hashem said, oh, you're questioning, you're belittling? Okay, you're going to need it one day. Which means that everything in this world, every creature, and truly every Adam, and truly every Yehudi, how chashuv has to be in our eyes. V'yiten da'ato aleha. He put his mind to it. V'yiten da'ato aleha. V'yiten da'ato aleha reminds of the Midrash that says, the Midrash Tanchuma that says, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden, he took him for a tour in Gan Eden. He walked with him all over Gan Eden. He showed him, you see the apple trees, the orange trees, the lemon trees. See everything? Beautiful. And he told him the following words, the Midrash says. He said, ten da'atcha. Ten da'atcha shelo tekalkel olami. Put your mind to it. Pay attention. Don't ruin my world. Don't belittle anything in my world. Ve'yetiv lechol amitztarech el tovato. And he should give good to anyone who needs good. Ve'zo midat luya baketer. Besod harosh derech klal. This is the general midah, which depends on keter. So this is anava. Anava is the general midah that comes from that we could learn from keter. Besod harosh, in the sod of what the rosh is, the head. The head, you know, we are tzelem Elokim. Every part of us corresponds to a piece of the structure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with. Every part of our body corresponds to one of the sefirot. So our rosh has eyes, has nostrils, has ears, has a mouth, has a mind. These powers, these senses, they correspond to inyanim elyonim, to olamot elyonim. And he's going to teach us how to utilize each part of the rosh in way of emulating sod hatzura ha'elyona, which he said in the beginning of the sefer. He said that a person has to try to be besod hatzura ha'elyona, to be tzelem Elokim. This is what this sefer is about. How to make sure that we are tzelem Elokim. So the general midah of the rosh, before going into the pratim, into the details of machshava, metzach, oznaim, enaim, panim, pe, af, these are all, and what midah do we have to use them with? The general midah of the rosh, of the head, is anava, which means to be able to look down, not to think so much of oneself in a way that makes himself detached from people, and to look down at people who need him. To look down in a good way, meaning to look down to their needs, to see, to pay attention to what they need. That's the Rosh using Anava, that's the Midah of Keter.